You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. South by Southwest may be the biggest gathering of music, entertainment, and technology leaders on the planet. The annual festival in Austin, Texas is not just a place where Google unveils its latest products, where Edward Snowden makes his first public address since becoming a whistleblower on NSA spying. It's also where many up-and-coming bands and DJs go to make a name for themselves on a national stage. This year, three bands from the San Joaquin Valley are making the trip and hope to get national attention. Joining us now to tell us more is Josh Teehee, music and entertainment reporter for the Fresno Bee. Josh, welcome.
How are you?
Great to have you here, Josh. This is an interesting event for the music industry in general, but this year especially for the Valley because we have three bands making the trip. We're going to talk about them and hear their music, La Wolves, Light Thieves, and Strange Vine. But this is not the first year that Valley bands have appeared at South by Southwest. This goes all the way back 3 or 4 years ago. Tell us about other groups that have performed there in the past.
Yeah, you know, as South by Southwest has grown in its popularity and as it has become like more of a thing on the national stage, as it's been getting more media attention, local bands want to get out there and they want to play the festival because they know that it's going to give them that exposure, and at the same time it's very accessible to them. So if you are an unsigned band from Fresno, you can find a place to play. A lot of times bands will just go even if they don't have anything scheduled, just to kind of hang out and maybe play on a street corner. So 3 or 4 years ago, you know, South by Southwest really kind of broke, and as that was happening, there were Fresno bands ready to go. A band called Rademacher was one of the first bands that really headed out there and kind of did it in a big way. Fierce Creatures, another band here in town who were really popular, made the trip several years ago. They did really well. Strange Vine, who we'll be talking about, has been several years now. And I think it was 2 years ago, they played like 5 shows in one day. It was like, you know, all day they were playing shows at different venues. And that's the kind of thing that you can do when you're out there. So
this is not just a festival like Coachella where everyone goes to just have a great time, but it's also a place where music industry bigwigs, tastemakers, bookers, folks who run venues go to find new talent.
Right.
And it's not just also the official venues of the festival. It's other things going on in town, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, and I haven't been, but from everything that I've gathered, I mean, you have the official venues that are running, but essentially any place that can become a venue becomes a venue during these 2 weeks. So you'll have house parties, street parties, parking lot, you know, sort of bands setting up in parking lots and playing. And you get, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. You get bloggers coming in, and if someone sees you, you can, you know, be an unknown band that suddenly gets publicity because some blog sees you randomly and thinks that you're great. And so it's a really good opportunity, I think, for local bands to start building a national audience, I guess, but more of a regional audience. And because it's in Austin, it's still close enough to us here in California that you can make it out there in a reasonable amount of time. I mean, I think most of the bands that are playing this year from Fresno are taking a week or a couple weeks and playing several shows on the way there and then on the way back. So they make it kind of a tour.
And you don't have to already have a major record label deal. You don't have to have Sony backing you in order to be a part of this, right?
Right, yeah. It's one of those things where there are definitely labels there who will have their showcases and kind of present their bands. But a lot of the venues, it's like a lot of the venues that normally book on any other weekend, where, you know, they have their talent buyers who are scouting and trying to find bands to come through. So, yeah, you don't have to have a major agent. You don't have to have a major record label behind you to get a show, which is why I think a lot of bands like South by Southwest, because, like I said, there's a huge audience there, and it's still very accessible if you're an unsigned band.
And again, if you're just joining us, we're talking with Josh Teehee, music and entertainment reporter for the Fresno Bee, about the three local bands performing at the annual South by Southwest Festival. I should add that coming up later this month on our program, we're going to have director Diego Luna on our program, who's premiering his new film, Cesar Chavez South by Southwest. Yeah. And, of course, that's set right here in the Central Valley. So there's another local connection to the festival, and that'll be coming up later on this month in our program. But going back to the music now, let's start out with Strange Vine. This is a band that, as you said, has performed at South by Southwest before. Tell us briefly about them, and then we'll listen to their music.
So it is a two-piece band, a guitar player and drummer. And what's awesome about these guys is they're just two people, so it's a duo, but they make enough sound for probably three or four people. If you listen to them playing live, the first time I saw them playing live, I was blown away because it was like I see a drummer, I see a guitar player, but yet there's some bass lines happening. There's all this other stuff that's going on, and I realized, okay, the drummer is actually playing the Rhodes keyboard while he's drumming, while he's singing. So they're just really a dynamic band, even though they're a two-piece.
Let's go ahead and listen to something from Strange Vine here on Valley Edition on Valley Public Radio.
Days are stormy, it rains here all the time. My heart is empty since you took me by and by. You want trouble.
Again, we've been listening to Strange Vine from their EP Ghost. That's their last record. They're working on a new one right now.
They are, yeah. They've been, it's funny, they said they've been working on this record for a year, and they've been saying that it's going to be out next month for like the last 12 months. So they've been in San Francisco or in the Bay Area recording that. And they just keep getting busy, I think, is the thing. So every time they go in to record, they get a few dollars going to record. They get an opportunity to go play a show, or they have to play a show so they can get more money to come record. So I think that's probably one of the most anticipated albums when it comes out. It'll definitely be big, at least for local fans here.
Speaking of a group that's been around a while, that would be Strange Vine, but another group that is much newer and newer to local audiences, and that would be La Wolves. They're really generating a lot of buzz right now. Tell us briefly about them.
Yeah, so this band is awesome. You know, every year, every couple of years, you get a band that plays locally, and they just get this kind of buzz, and they're young, and they're exciting, and they're doing something that just really captivates the audience. And La Wolves is that band, I think, right now. They have this kind of garage rocky feel, reverb. Their front man is like really just this energetic, charismatic kind of guy. You can't like not watch them. So they're getting a lot of buzz, and they have some cool things happening right now, South by Southwest, and then they're actually going all the way out to Illinois, and they're going to do the Day Trotter session, which is a website that records up-and-coming indie bands. So they're going out to do that, and it's going to be should be a really cool session for them.
Here's La Wolves on Valley Edition on Valley Public Radio.
She had a pretty we
Again, you're listening to Les Wolves on Valley Edition here on Valley Public Radio. That's from their EP called Melted Eyes. That was the song Creepy. We have just a few minutes left with Josh Teehee of the Fresno Bee, and I want to close with Light Thieves. This is a group that actually has some roots with Fierce Creatures that was really big a couple of years ago and went to South by Southwest.
Yeah, so when Fierce Creatures sort of, and I don't think they're actually officially broken up. I think they're like on some kind of extended hiatus. But when they stopped playing, several of the members created this band called Light Thieves. And this was a band that just sort of – they came out of nowhere and they were just like instantly really engaging and really put on these like very meticulous kind of live shows that were very like visually stimulating as well as, you know, the audio, and really just kind of created a buzz, not just with the music, although the music is really great, but with the whole stage presence, the whole sort of setup. And they continue to do that. Every time I see them live, I think they're better than I saw them the last time. For me, this is the band that's probably the most engaging to watch live. So
let's go ahead and listen to Light Thieves. Here's a song called Crystal Maps from their Spirit Home EP. Again, the band Light Thieves, their song Crystal Maps from the Spirit Home EP. I want to thank Josh Teehee from the Fresno Bee, music and entertainment reporter and blogger with the Fresno Bee and the Fresno Beehive, joining us today to talk about these three bands performing at the annual South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas. We wish, again, Les Wolves, Light Thieves, and Strange Vine the best.
Yeah, definitely. They are good representatives to have out there, so.
Great. Well, again, thank you so much, Josh, for coming in today.
Anytime. I love to talk about local music, so.